Chandler Street in Black Rock. Neighbors say they're not surprised, saying there have been problems with the building, although the company that used to make dog food closed its doors at that plant last year. Complete details at the top of the hour. Western New York weather. Overnight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms toward daybreak, a low 61. Tomorrow, breezy with scattered morning showers and thunderstorms, then sunny periods, high 77. Currently 67 degrees and mostly cloudy in Buffalo. I'm Tom Puckett.
So here's the thing about being a kid. It's hard, but with chores and schoolwork and all.
But for one nine-year-old
girl named Catherine, it's even harder. That's because Catherine lives every day with T-cell lymphoma, a very serious illness. But a few years ago, the Make-A-Wish Foundation made life a little more special for Catherine by granting her wish to meet Aladdin at Walt Disney World. But Catherine's just one of many children living with serious illnesses every day. So the people at Frontier Cellular have decided to do something about it. Right now, when you sign up for any one of our digital calling plans, Frontier Cellular will donate $10 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. You'll also get a state-of-the-art Frontier Cellular digital phone included in the plan you choose. Why are we doing this? Because there's a lot of very sick children in our community. And together with your help, we can make their wishes come true. Frontier Cellular, when it comes to making a difference, we're with you. Some restrictions apply. See store for details or call 1-800-278-2501.
Headline news brought to you by Frontier Cellular.
Contrary to popular opinion, life is filled with guarantees. Socks will disappear. Rain will fall on days when you forgot your umbrella. The person driving in front of you will leave their right blinker on for the next 6 miles. Now, NTB, National Tire and Battery, introduces some guarantees you'll enjoy. NTB will meet or beat anyone's price. What if you find tires at a lower price after you've bought them from us? I don't think so, but if you do, we'll give you double the difference back. And our 30-day ride guarantee says if your tires don't look right, sound right, or come in the perfect shade of black, we'll replace them. And you'll always find the best deals on names you know, like Michelin, Pirelli, BF Goodrich, Falcon, and others. Guaranteed. So stop by for details. NTB, National Tire and Battery. We're everything you want, nothing like you'd expect.
Buffalo's most extensive news, closings and cancellations, traffic and weather, and sports coverage. Live, local, on the scene. In the morning, when you need to know, depend on WGR, News Radio 55.
You know, Barbara Mandrell recorded a song, says she was country when country wasn't cool. John Otto was talk when talk wasn't cool. He's been doing this since 1962. And if you think about that, I work with John Otto. We wanted to hire him at WKBW. He was very successful at WGR, and when we decided to go talk, we decided John Otto is our guy. And we brought him into the office. We presented a wonderful package, but the deal was this. He had to take it or leave it and not leave the office, because we knew that if he went back to WGR, they'd match the offer. They'd probably up the offer. And that's a true story. We really did that. He was allowed one phone call. It's like an arrest. We let him have one phone call. He called and accepted the offer. We were very happy, and we never regretted that moment, because John Otto taught me a lot of things, I can tell you that. He taught me all the locations of OTB parlors in Western New York. He also taught me about things like style and grace and class. And I want you to think about our industry today, where we have so much junk over the airwaves and we have so many semi-professionals behind the microphone. What a pleasure it is to hear a John Otto, to hear the man of pure class, the consummate pro, the man who sends Jeff Simon to the dictionary. Tony Violante asked me why John Otto stands out, why he's special. It's very easy to see why. First of all, in 1962, there was never anybody like John Otto on the radio. And there still isn't anybody like John Otto in the radio. If you think about your career, especially as a broadcaster, I want you to think about this, because it's true. When we start in broadcasting, we set the bar very, very high and find out that from time to time, we personally have to lower the bar. But with John Otto set the bar very, very high, and he left it there. He marches to his own drummer, and that quality has served him well for 46 years on the air in Buffalo. He's the legendary John Otto.
On the phone with these galoots, can you imagine? It has its sinister side. Tina is particularly creaky tonight. The chair in which your genial co-communicator sits is just creaking. I suppose this ought to be written up on a discrepancy report. The fact that oil is desperately needed for the creaking chair in the spacious and airy room A.
WGR.
I don't do Sinatra. One for my baby and one more for the... You remember. My goodness. Well, I'll think about it. While we do, let me say, we're going shortly for the news. We'll hear from you tonight at the Buffalo Raceway. Was a night for the big ones. I want to tell you there was retirement money in some of this. Hoi,
hoi.
A four-year-old in a grown man's body.
Ladies and gentlemen, the newest member of the Western New York Broadcasting Hall of Fame, hold the phone for John Otto.
Such a moment. Such a moment, and I certainly want to express thanks first to the Prince of Goodwill, Sandy Beach. My gosh, he comes to us now as a somewhat different Sandy. He, Sandy says arf, still, but... He does. But Sandy doesn't bite anymore, you know? He really... Sandy kissed the girls and made them cry. Well, I don't know that he kissed them. They wouldn't let him, as a matter of fact. But he made them cry. And it's a quite different guy today. You've got a striking comparison, the old Sandy and the new Sandy. Just a round of applause. Who preferred the old Sandy?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
How about the new Sandy Beach? I should say. I want to thank the members of the panel, of course, for seeing to my interment, my induction into the Hall of Fame. I'm very grateful to them. I'm grateful to you all for, well, frankly, if I may be frank, for not whispering to each other behind your hands or pointing at me and my traveling companion, which is the Lox Box that I've lately undertaken to carry about. I don't need it, you understand. I don't really need it. Just to breathe is the only thing I have to require it wherever I go. But, he's not self-conscious about it. Not at all. No, actually, children have been known to point. And some of them burst into tears. Dogs bark. I showed up tonight at the Tralfamador door. Guy greeted me and said, "We don't allow scuba diving in here. Get that thing out. Get out. We don't. If you want to dive, you go down one flight of stairs and across the hall. There's a dive for you. Boy. Oh. I must say, in a recent review, Jeffrey Simon made clear his feelings, which is unusual for Jeffrey. You have to usually decipher what Jeffrey really means. But when he agreed with, I think it was Michael Moore and his new documentary, where Michael had said, bosses bad, workers good. And Jeffrey gave the world to understand that he agreed with that. "You'll get no argument from me," said Jeffrey. Well, he does from me. I dissent from that point of view that Jeffrey holds as from so many other points of view that Jeffrey holds, because... It's been my experience in the local media over the past, my gosh, 40-odd, many, many seasons, that that is just not true. With some exceptions, the bosses have been very, very good to me. And beyond that, I feel a great debt of gratitude, and I'm not kidding when I say, to the station, radio station WGR, that has seen fit to feed, house, and clothe me these 38 years with them, as a matter of fact, and in return for whatever services I was able to extend to them, they felt it worthwhile to do this for me, and so I owe them a tremendous debt of gratitude would be terribly remiss of me if I did not remark on that tonight. The gratitude I owe the station, WGR, Western New York, great radio, Buffalo's first station. So I thank you, and I thank the members of the panel, and thank you for your attention. Nice to have been here.
Little hot under the collar? Everybody is. That's because summer's knocking at your door. It's going to be another steamer, but don't sweat it, because Premier Heating and Cooling can help. You see, they've been giving professional, quality air conditioning service. They're the pros and installation for over 20 years in Western New York. Premier, they handle all makes and models, residential, commercial, and their 24-hour service department means help is just a phone call away. And just in time for summer, Premier's got the coolest deal around. Right now, you get a free power humidifier with any heating or cooling system installed. Premier, one call does it all. Premier Heating and Cooling, 852-1879. That's 852-1879. Premier. With those guys, you won't have to sweat it.
At Premier, one call does it all. 852-1879.
We travel down every road to make you feel so comfortable, and they call us Premier Heating and Cooling.
Who's still the one for great deals?
Jack Atkins Ford.
Who's still the one if you're looking to save big on a new or used Ford?
Jack Atkins Ford.
Well, now is the time, and Jack Atkins is the place during their Spring Is Here sales event.
Jack Atkins Ford.
Attention GM and Ford owners. Right now at Jack Atkins Ford, you can get loyalty rebates from $500 to $1,000.
Jack Atkins Ford.
Attention minivan owners. Right now at Jack Atkins Ford, you qualify for a $2,500 rebate on any 97 or 98 Windstar. Looking for a Ranger? All Ranger F-Series trucks come with a free bed liner until June 4th.
Jack Atkins Ford.
Check out the all-new exciting lines at the resale center, all at 0% down, like the 93 Dodge Aries, only $123 a month, or the 95 Aspire, only $119 a month. Or what about the 95 Taurus, starting at just $6,951?
Jack Atkins Ford.
There's no doubt, the friendliest guys in town with the best deals in town are at Jack Atkins Resale Center, 1212 Abbott Road, Buffalo. Call 824-6800.
Jack Atkins Ford.
Stop in today and see why Jack Atkins Ford is still the one.
West Seneca Schools present Jazz at its Best 98, Saturday, June 6th, featuring jazz saxophonist Lenny Pickett. Lenny Pickett, member of the famed Tower of Power Horns, now a member of the Saturday Night Live Band, will play with musicians from West Seneca Elementary, Middle, and Senior High School bands. Support music education in our schools and order your tickets for a night of live jazz and big band music. Tickets are $5 in advance, $6 at the door. Order yours now. Call 677-3150. 677-3150. Jazz at its Best 98, Saturday, June 6th at West Seneca West High School, part of what's happening in Western New York. From WGR News Radio 55.
WGR 55, Reflections Going Home, is a production which is dedicated as a Mother's Day card to our nation's Gold Star mothers. The cast of Reflections continues to strive to educate our nation on the sacrifices our country has asked of its mothers. Their sacrifice is perhaps the greatest of all, their children. On May 21st at 5 o'clock, the cast of Reflections Going Home, dressed in historical period costumes, will accompany a local Gold Star mother on an Amtrak train ride from 30th Street Station, Philadelphia, PA, to Buffalo, arriving here to a receiving band and local officials at 2:50 p.m. The cast will then perform with students from Riverside High School in their Memorial Day Assembly on May 22nd at 9:30. This production will then be open to the public for a 7 p.m. encore presentation. The exclusive showing of Reflections Going Home. This Memorial Day, pay tribute to those who have sacrificed so much for their country. Reflections Going Home, Friday, May 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Riverside High School, WGR News Radio 55.
NHL playoff updates and sports at 15 and 45. WGR News Radio 55.
Well, the Red Wings narrowed the field down to four. Detroit handled St. Louis with ease in Game 6 of the Western Conference semifinals. 6-1 the final score. Sergei Fedorov could seriously boost the economy tomorrow after picking up his $12 million bonus for helping Detroit reach the third round. The Wings will now face Dallas. That series will begin Sunday afternoon. Meanwhile, the Sabres had today off from practice. Head coach Lindy Ruff gave his team a rest with Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals against Washington set for Saturday night. Center Derek Plant says that a long layoff can either be good or bad.
It's kind of a bittersweet thing. It's nice to have a little rest and recuperate, but at the same time, you'd like to just get the games going and get, especially when you're playing well, you don't want to take too much time off. You can get a little rusty, and when you get things going, you kind of know exactly what you got to do to win. And
all three games of this matchup at the Marine Midland Arena will be in front of a packed house. Games 3, 4, and 6 are already sellouts. And baseball, your Bisons playing Toledo right now. They lead 5-3 that game after 8 innings. With sports at 15 and 45, I'm Greg Bauk for WGR News Radio 55.
This is Tom Bowerly. Spring has sprung, the flowers and trees are in bloom, the birds are singing, the days are longer, and love is in the air. This is the perfect time of the year for romance. Whether you've just met your special someone or you've been together for some time, now is the perfect time to enter my Romance in May contest. Everyone has a special romantic story, and I want to hear yours. The winner of my Romance in May contest will win a remount or diamond upgrade from Andrews Jewelers, dinner at the Audubon Room, and a dozen long-stemmed roses tuxedo delivered courtesy of American Beauties. You can mail your entries to Romance in May Contest, 695 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14209, or fax it to us at 885-8255, 885-8255. I'll choose one winner on Friday, May 29th. Love is in the air and on the radio with our Romance in May Contest, WGR News Radio 55.
Are State Farm agents really good neighbors? To find out, we asked policyholders about their State Farm agent.
My State Farm agent is wonderful. It's just a feeling that you have that she's really into what she does. She's very intent on what I'm saying. I have to feel like it's a relationship and not just a transaction. She's somebody that I can get advice from. I know that when I need them the most, they're going to be there.
Get to know your State Farm agent.
It's a great relationship.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Sometimes an idea comes along that is so simple, you wonder, what took so long? Quaker State has just brought out 3 top-end motor oils in, guess what? Clear bottles, high performance, and 4x4 synthetic blends, plus ultra-premium full synthetic. It's rid of having to guess how much there's left, or whether it's clean. Clearly a good idea. Thanks, Quaker State.
The Gus Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament at Jamestown Community College is Saturday, June 6th and Sunday, June 7th, with family fun and great competition. Check out the pitch and guess, the long shot competition, free throw contest, and the dinky dunk competition. Also enjoy the kids' court and the slam dunk competition. Proceeds of the tournament will benefit the TRC Foundation. Don't miss it. The Gus Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament in Jamestown, June 6th and 7th at Jamestown Community College.
WGR News Radio 55. Have you or do you know someone who has undergone chemotherapy? If so, the Erie County Unit of the American Cancer Society is looking for volunteers for the Chemo Coach Program. This unique program offers former chemotherapy patients the opportunity to use their experiences helping others who now face the same treatment. If you have completed chemotherapy at least 1 year ago, or you know someone who has, please write down this number. It's 1-800-743-6724. That's 1-800-743-6724. Please help if you can, because no one should face this treatment alone. WGR 55.
This is Tom Bowerly. Coming up Wednesday morning, the winners and the losers in those school votes. The rest of the breaking news in Western New York and the world, complete with newsmaker interviews, traffic, and weather on the tens. Your full-service morning information station, WGR News Radio 55.
Well, it is. It's Western New York Great Radio and commercial free, coming to you entirely commercial free. We're pleased to make that boast, although it rings a bit hollow after what you've been through following the recap of my acceptance statements. We were limited to 2 minutes. We weren't supposed to take much longer than 2, max, M-A-X, they emphasized. And there were those who took a mite longer, but did famously with the time they seized on, because Van Miller proved himself to be just an hilarious showman. Is Shecky Green for our time?
I think you were the only one who obeyed the two-minute rule.
Really?
Listening here from the station.
I took it very, very much to heart because it said 2 minutes max. And but Van did a whole shtick. He could take that show on the road. He really could. Did you hear? You heard Van?
Yeah, he. I didn't expect Van to be as racy as he was.
Racy? Yeah. Well
not
I guess
racy,
he was
I
not
guess.
Really racy, but comedic, funny, humorous, hilarious.
He was great. Him and Buffalo Bob.
Yeah, Buffalo Bob. Now I didn't hear, unfortunately.
We have it all on reel here.
Have you?
Yeah. So you can listen to it later, but. I was talking to Jim Pastrick on the telephone while Buffalo Bob was on, and we were just floored. He was phenomenal.
Isn't that remarkable, I should say? Buffalo Bob, as I mentioned, he did this kind of show at colleges, on college campuses for a long time. I don't suppose he does any longer, much as Gregory Peck has most recently been seen to tour the campuses talking about his Hollywood experiences. Buffalo Bob Smith would go on and reminisce, and... discuss his experiences, play the piano, and there were people, in fact, who remembered Howdy Doody and Mayor Fuster Bluster, or Princess Winter, Spring, Summer, Fall, her I remember, and the others of his many, of the many persons in the cast of the Howdy Doody. Hey, kids, what time is it? You know, it's very famous. In any case, it was quite a grand experience, and I felt myself signally honored to be in the company of such broadcasting notables. Van Miller, as I say, was a great entertainer. He's not alone the voice of the Buffalo Bills, but get him to do his routine sometime, and you'll be impressed as I. Otherwise, it was just splendid to see some of the persons whom I had not seen for years, Doris Jones, and we'll mention them. I had not seen them. Buffalo Bob, unfortunately, we missed. Buffalo Bob was on our air on WGR for the 55th anniversary of WGR radio. Via phone. He was not in person. I was prepared to ask him if he remembered speaking to us from a phone booth on a wintry night outside a Howard Johnson Lodge, where he was spending the overnight in New England, somewhere in New England. And as I've said, Buffalo Bob, he was feeling no pain, I'll put it that way. He really was. They all imbibed rather heavily in those days, and they don't seem to have done quite so much today. I, for my part, was with Tom Shannon at the bar, and we both of us, although he later revealed it was a gin-based drink, but he had been drinking for the most part seltzer water, and I, too, ordered a tall seltzer with a lime in it. What does it come to in radio? These old sober sides are simply unwilling to imbibe and take on adult beverages in any quantity anymore. Back then, you had the two-fisted drinking guys. You had, I'll never forget... You know, who had the late-night poetry hour? Back in the old bones John Lascelles era. If you remember, I am momentarily drawn a blank on Bob. In any event, Bob was a regular at the then Peter Stuyvesant Room. Who am I thinking of? Gee whiz, had the deepest baritone voice, deeper even than that of Jack Horahoe, whom I met tonight at the microphone. I was not that familiar with the career of Jack Horahoe. I hope I covered all right there, because I was introduced to him, and it was to meet a perfect stranger. The others I all knew from way back. In any case, we had the velvet, deep baritone voice. Not Bob Barker. Not Bob Wells. I'll think of it. Read poetry in the midnight hour on WGR. Tickled the ivories. Noodled around. And hung around the Peter Stuyvesant Room every night. It was finally what claimed him, as a matter of fact. Great fellow. Very gracious. You may remember. My gracious. If you do... You Bob. It's just drawn a blank on the name. And they say, when you start to forget names, which is chronic with me... Well, we'll see. We are 886-6450. Star 551 is free on your cellular one phone. Star 55, free on your Frontier cellular, let me say. And we're good for another orbit of the clock here tonight. Having quit the premises at the Chalfamador Rooms, a nice place to hold an affair, I must say. And they were at capacity tonight. I was very grateful to hear that from Gary Deeb. He had much to do with the arrangement. And we got Jonathan on a car phone. Jonathan is calling. Maybe he remembers Bob. You remember with a deep, deep baritone voice. Jonathan, is that you on a car phone?
Yes. Hi, John.
Hi, Jonathan. Very good. It's Jonathan. Do I know you, Jonathan? Are you? You're not Jonathan.
No, I'm a first-time caller, John.
Oh, there's a Jonathan Parchetti who's been hanging around the station for years, and I thought it might be he.
No.
Good, Jonathan. Listen, very good to have you on the phone.
Yes.
For calling from your car, from a moving vehicle.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's moving. Yes. I'll try to keep it on the road, though.
What?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
Oh, I said I'm going to try to keep it on the road, though.
Oh, yeah, okay, by all means, I should say. Well, where are you just heading out? Are you headed for Chippewa Street and the downtown theater district?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't go to that neighborhood.
Don't you really?
No, absolutely not.
They talk about, there wasn't a single soul on the sidewalk tonight. I drove over Chippewa. They talk about the atmosphere down there that is drawing them by the scads. And I must say, I didn't see anybody on the sidewalk. The Bradford Grill was doing a good business, but some of the places were darkened, and there wasn't an awful lot going on.
I tried to walk down there one time, and there were some gentlemen trying to sell me jewelry in the doorway. No, I'm serious, and they scared me, and I just never went back there again.
I've had the experience. I know what it's like. First of all, I bet they weren't gentlemen, and second of all...
No, I'm sure it wasn't real jewelry either.
And it wasn't real jewelry.
Real gold.
No, that's true. But,
I called because I wanted to know. I heard a commercial today that one of the companies was congratulating you on some type of award, and I didn't actually hear what the award was, and I wanted to say congratulations but I wanted to find out what it was,
too. I was admitted to the Buffalo Broadcast Pioneers Hall of Fame. And it's got my name on it. It's a beautiful thing. It's got a microphone in a sheath of leaves, and it's all in gilt, and it's something that's very desirable and will fit beautifully on my mantle. Well, we haven't got a mantle. I don't know where to put it.
Congratulations. I'm sure that's a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
Very, very proud and
Jonathan,
happy for you.
Bless you for calling to say. I'm grateful. Keep in touch, Jonathan.
Oh, okay, thank you
call
for
again.
Taking my call.
Good
Goodbye.
Luck, sir. Thank you. You're a favor to us that you would call and treat us all to an opinion. Thank you. Oh, good. Okay, we'll look for that. And as well, Bob Glacey. My profound thanks to the one who phoned in. Bob Glacey was the name I was searching for, trying to come up with. Bob Glacey. How could I forget? Hold the phone.
When you need to know about the world... When you need to know about the country, when you need to know about Western New York, depend on News Radio 55, WGR, Buffalo.
Niagara County legislators pass a smoking law and the latest results on school district budgets throughout the area. Good morning, I'm Tom Puckett at 12 midnight. Overnight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms toward daybreak, low 61. It's 62 degrees in Buffalo. Niagara County residents will get fair warning as to whether smoking will be permitted in the restaurants they go to. Emily Story explains.
I believe that this economy is so tough, you want to give the business owner every chance to survive.
And that's what the Niagara County Legislature did, allowing businesses to decide whether or not they want smoking at their restaurant. According to legislator Renee Kimball, the law called red, yellow, green. Red meaning smoking is allowed, yellow smoking is designated areas only, and green, a smoke-free environment, gives customers a choice.
Well, they will know before they go there what type of environment they're going to have, and therefore their health would be protected.
Niagara County is asking Albany to restrain the health department from taking any action against their decision. The department previously threatened to ban smoking in all restaurants unless more places were smoke-free. Emily Story reporting.
The votes are in, and most voters have passed their district's budgets. Sweet Home, Maryvale, Williamsville,